Let's roll. This is Countercharge, your podcast for all things Kings of War. Join your hosts Rob Fanoff and Mark Zielinski as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War.
Welcome to an edition of Countercharge, and tonight I've got Mr. Ryan Munsell from the Pacific Northwest region. Ryan, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
So before we get into all the meat and potatoes of this episode, why don't you kind of introduce yourself, where you're from, and tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, my name's Ryan Munsell. I'm from the Seattle area. I've lived here my whole life. Been doing war games probably, not sure what year it was, but I started playing Warhammer in 6th edition fantasy right before it dropped. Got hooked instantly, played it for years. Got hooked up with the last guys who ran the Pacific Northwest region, Aiden and Matt. I'm married with a couple kids. Played in a couple of the Vegas GTs for Warhammer, and I played in the Masters event that was in North Carolina a couple years ago. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Not sure if there's anything else.
We're really super glad that you jumped into the pit and came, you know, kind of giving leadership to an area that can always use extra help.
Yeah.
So let's introduce you. Obviously, you're the regional chair for the Pacific Northwest, and I know that we've got Dan Miner and Ben Stoddard are also advisors to the region.
Yes, super helpful guys.
Yeah, Ben in particular is an amazing person. I met him this past February at the Masters, and there's probably not a nicer person in our community. So you're very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
So in terms of Kings of War, how long have you personally been playing Kings of War?
I started playing, right before the second edition book dropped. So right when Warhammer blew up and they dropped Age of Sigmar, we all initially went to Kings of War. So I started then. I was kind of skeptical of it. But after the more I played it, the more I realized, okay, there's more here than I first saw, because I was playing like Warhammer. I wasn't playing like Kings of War.
Absolutely.
So after I played it, I realized, oh, there's different tactics to this game that are different than Warhammer. I can't play this like Warhammer. So I really like it.
Yeah. You've encapsulated many people's sentiments of Kings of War. Well, let's break down the region. You know, the region goes from where? From all the way in the east? Is that Idaho, Washington, Oregon?
Yeah, so pretty much it goes, if you start in the northwest, we have the guys from British Columbia. So Dan Miner kind of heads up that group. And then we got the guys down in Seattle area in Washington. And then Ben has the guys over in Idaho. We haven't actually ever met up for an event in a region with them yet, because they're 13-hour drive away. So it's a pretty big distance, but hopefully we're going to be able to get a couple of those, meet them at a couple events over there and over here this year. And then down in Oregon, there's a couple guys, but they mostly play, I think, Age of Sigmar down there. So we don't really see much of them, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay. It's an opportunity. I think like in our own region, Mississippi, we don't really have a lot of players from Mississippi. There's just an opportunity for growth down the road.
Yep, for sure.
You had played at the Masters before when it was Warhammer. So obviously the Pacific Northwest, along with the Southeast, are two of the newer regions to the Masters circuit. But we've still been around a little while. And how did your region take the transition from Warhammer to Kings of War?
To be honest, not that great. It fractured pretty badly. Both the guys who were heading up the region switched game systems. So Dan took over last year. I couldn't do as much gaming last year because I had a new baby. So I couldn't go to the Masters down in Vegas. And then the Masters that was this previous year, I was in Hawaii during it. So I had to miss that. So I had to miss two Masters in a row, which kind of sucked. But it's starting to grow. It's starting to grow. At least as it is in Seattle. We used to, man, we didn't have hardly any guys come out to anything. It was really dry spell for a while, but we're starting to have some events grow a little bit, you know. Whereas before I was running events and I literally would have to cancel it the week of because there's four players. But we're now getting above 10. Home, like the next goal is let's get to 20. So,
I mean, it's a challenge. Whenever I think all the regions, when we switched over, there's going to be some players, there's so many options out there now. Some people are going to play Malifaux, 40K, whatever. Yep. And so,
yeah,
the good thing is those players that actually end up liking Kings of War, we'll find them eventually and we'll bring them into the fold.
Oh yeah. Once you get them in, they usually don't go anywhere.
Exactly.
Because it's a great game.
It is. It's one that on surface value, if you just on face value, you just look at it and you're like, you may originally think, especially if you're coming from a Warhammer perspective, there's not a lot of complexity to these rules. But then the more you play, or at least for me personally, the more I play, the more I realize the elegance of the simplicity of the rule set. There's a lot of tactical depth.
There is.
Without a lot of unnecessary rules.
Yep.
So in terms of the region, where's the best place for people to go and find all about what's going on in the Pacific Northwest?
Probably the Kings of War Pacific Northwest Facebook page. We don't really have a website. That's pretty much where all the communication goes out. I post on there quite often. There's a couple other guys that we post, you know, painting projects. Any event info is usually posted there. That would be the place that I would go. To keep tabs on what's going on.
It's fantastic. I'm a lurker there, and you guys are posting tons of hobby progress, which is always exciting.
Yes.
And you got the one guy who seems like every day he's posting a new unit.
Yeah, I don't know how he churns out painting a project so fast. It's kind of scary.
Exactly.
He'll paint an army in like a month, and it looks really good. I'm like, how do you do that? Because it takes me a month to paint like two units in an army.
Exactly. For this year, you know, how are you guys planning to select your team? I know last year we had two players come out, and I know you guys, I'm confident you guys are going to have probably a full contingent this year. So how are you going to go?
I'm really hoping so.
Yeah, I think so. How are you guys going about picking those players this year?
So what we're doing is we're just going to take, since it's not, our events aren't huge and there's not a ton of guys they're making it out, you know, probably between 10 and 20. We're just taking the best event placing, and the formula that we're using for that is whatever you place divided by the number of players, and then the lower the number, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So say somebody won a 10-person tournament, they would have a score of 0.10. If you want a 20 or whatever, you know, whatever placing it is, that way, you know, if somebody wins a small tournament, they're not going to beat out a person who got, like, second in a huge tournament, you know.
Right.
And since we don't have that many events, we're just taking the one best placing. So, but next year we're going to expand on that and maybe take, you know, have, because, you know, 1 day events, 2 day events, you know, those both count. Because when I last did the Masters, they had a really complex formula and it worked out great. You know, there's a lot of people vying to get to the spots. Whereas right now, if somebody really wants to go to Masters, I'm guessing they'll, from our region, I'm guessing they'll be able to go. You know,
for sure. It also depends on the location of where the Masters is too, right? That always,
yes.
I mean, you guys have, probably one of the farthest trips of all of us, right? I mean, depending on where it is. I mean, but like, I mean, even to Nashville last year, I mean, you guys, that's quite a haul.
Yeah. The North Carolina one was quite a haul, but it was worth it. I mean, I had a great time.
Exactly.
I didn't do very well, but I had a great time. The Vegas one is one I really wanted to go to because it was closer, but I just couldn't make it.
Your qualifying year, do you have a point in the calendar where you're going to stop counting events and this is when you're going to pick your team?
I'm going to say probably, I want to say October, November time, because the Masters is in what, February, March?
It is February,
so
yeah.
Give us a couple months.
Yeah, you don't want to go too late in the year and then you're struggling, especially for you guys where the logistics is, I don't want to say harder, but it's more expensive and you probably need to plan more in advance.
My guess is October, November. Right now, the last event that we have, I believe, on the books is October 20th and 21st. So probably after that one
fantastic.
Is when we'll.
Fantastic.
But that's not, we haven't ever talked about that really. So, but that's, in my mind, that's probably what we should do.
Well, the good news is that you're in a region that you may be changing things on the fly to accommodate players. If they go to the Facebook page, they'll be kept in the loop. So, calendar of events, what do you got left on the docket for this year?
So, we have three big ones left. We have the Wet Coast GT up in Burnaby, BC. That's July 8th through 9th. It's at the Grand Villa Casino. Dan Miner runs this one. It's five games over 2 days. Cool thing about his events is the lunch is included. It's like a nice, huge buffet at the casino. You go out during your lunch break and you eat lunch both days. Super convenient. You know, take a, you know, during lunch break, guys aren't leaving the side going out to get lunch. They're just walking out into the hallway. He runs fantastic events. It's a multiple game system event, so there'll be other guys, some other game systems there. Maybe we'll get some curious watchers.
Exactly.
Who will
That's not a bad thing if you can get those people that play the Age of Sigmars to come over and check, because some of them are still rank and file curious.
Yes. The next one is going to be the Clash of Storms, and that's going to be here in the Seattle area, August 26th through 27th at the Hilton. We're going to have that one at the Dragonflight convention. You know, so it's other game systems there, you know, other stuff going on. Maybe we'll get some people who want to come in and check it out. We're going to do six games. This is the plan over 2 days for that one. That'll kind of be the main GT for the Seattle area. Probably from here going on out, there's a local game store that runs a ton of events there, and they're going to toss Kings of War into the mix for us.
Fantastic.
And then the last one is Refugees of the Old World, and this is the one that Ben Stoddard runs out in Rexburg, Idaho. And that's October 20th through 21st at a local game store there called Game Pulse. So I am personally going to try to make it out to that one. Because like I said, I haven't actually met Ben in person, and all my interactions with him have been fantastic. So I'd like to make it out there to one of his events.
Well, the funny story about Ben is when you talk to Ben, you think you're talking to a teddy bear, right? Just the nicest dude in the world. And when you meet him, he's got a presence. You're like, wow, he doesn't necessarily look the way he comes off on Skype. So, super nice guy. And a fantastic writer. He's done a lot of work with the International Campaign Day, and we really appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, next year, going forward, are you guys looking to add more events?
Yes, we've had some this year. We've had two so far this year, which gives us five. We try to run one every 4 months, 3 or 4 months here in the Seattle area, whether it be a small, you know, 1 day or 2 day. We usually rotate back and forth. And then Dan runs, there's a couple up in, probably 3 to 4 again up in the British Columbia area, up in Canada. And then Ben runs, I believe, 2 a year. So that right there should be, about 10 events, which I think is just about right. Traveling's tough for a lot of us because almost our whole gaming community has young children. So that has, I think once the kids get older, it'll be easier for guys to get away for a weekend and play with toys.
We really appreciate your help in getting things organized up there. And Ben and Dan.
No problem.
I mean, the three of you guys, I think, are going to, like I said, I would be shocked if you guys don't have a full team. It was a lot of fun last year, or this year.
Knock on wood, but I would be shocked as well, because I think we have a lot of guys who are really getting kind of excited about the game.
One final question would be, what's the best way for folks to contact you, Ryan?
To contact me, probably Facebook. That's, you know, I should be, you know, if you go into the Kings of War Pacific Northwest page, you'll see my posts there. Send me a message on Facebook or whatever. I mean, I pretty get all the notifications to my phone from there. So that's usually where I run most things.
Well, fantastic, Ryan. I appreciate you coming on and chatting with us about the Pacific Northwest today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, that's going to do us tonight. Until next time, keep countercharging.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time on Countercharge. Please let us know what you thought of the show by emailing us at counterchargepodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at countercharge15, or by posting on our episode thread on the discussion forum found on manticgames.com. If you enjoy the show, you can help others find out about it by leaving positive reviews on iTunes. Until next time, keep countercharging. Music is a composition of Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons.